Spain and repeat. 4CHY and 4OVQ.
4CHY, skateboarding Keith, KA3JCA. CHY, David, are you still there? KA3JCA. I think heard KA3JCA clear.
4CHY and 4OVQ, cross band repeat.
OVQ, K and 4CHY, go ahead, sir.
I figured I'd just give you a holler, see if I can catch you on here. I hadn't tried this in a while, and when I turned the walkie on, it was, and turned the bass on, it was already set up, folks.
I never remember you doing it before, but yeah, it's been a while.
I hadn't been on here. It's been a good while. Well, once I got on that D-Star and all that, I kind of got away from 610. Over.
Yeah, and I kind of went the opposite path. I've gotten away from more of the digital stuff and been sitting here on 610 mostly because the radio's right here in front of my face. Over.
I'm just sitting here, just going through the channels, trying to find something to watch. Right now, I got it on the Little House on the Prairie. Hadn't seen that in a while, but I was thinking a while ago, didn't we end up, I said I would be up there around 5:30 Saturday, is that right?
Sounds good to me, and yeah, that's what we were talking about last night. I hadn't checked the drive time yet, but I think that's going to probably be a good time.
I figure if I leave out of here about 5, if I get up there about 5:30, and then if we go eat like we normally do, it'll probably all work out. I just wanted to be sure that I said, now, doggone, what did I tell him?
It's tough getting old, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. Oh, I'm telling you, I have to try to remind myself about a bunch of things, and I let Layla out a while ago. Well, she's been out twice today. I hadn't been out. I let her out, but somebody fired off one not far from here. Oh, you talking about getting back in the house? She didn't like that at all.
Thinking up with your repeater. Yeah, I didn't know if she'd been exposed to anything like that or not. But yeah, guess I got the answer now. Let me over.
Strange. I've seen her sit and look out the living room window right here at the couch and watch fireworks. The big booms and ain't nothing. It's never bothered her, and me and Debbie couldn't get over it. And for what reason, a while ago, that one pop, and it sounded like it was probably at least a quarter or half a mile away, she run in the house. And I'm like, well, what's up with that? So I don't know if she's getting a change of heart on them booms or what.
The repeater keyed up. Yeah, I wonder if it's just the, you know, the safety of being inside, and then she hear it when she outside, and it's like the best idea is to get back in. Over.
Me, the other week, a neighbor about two doors down, we were sitting outside, and he shot off some of them big boom fireworks, and the neighbors, she got two cats down here. One of them run off, and it took her to the next day to get that cat back. Well, the landlord got mad. We can't have this. So one night last week, he done the same thing. And she come up here and asked me, did I hear it? And I said, you know what? I was out of it. I don't want to sleep. It just didn't bother me. Didn't wake me up. Well, she made up papers and told him he had to leave. You know, that you can't do that. It's not even a holiday. It's not the 4th of July. It's not Christmas. It's not anything for you to be doing that in the neighborhood. So I don't know how that's going to come out of.
I know a lot of animals have issues with it. We used to have an old black lab, and brother and I found some shotgun shells in the bottom of the boat, and they were all soaking wet. You know, they were plastic case shotgun shells, so we were kind of curious as to whether or not they'd work. And we walked back to the back of the property, and the Labrador was there with us, and brother fired that shotgun, and the Labrador tucked tail and ran under the trailer, and here comes a little teacup poodle out barking and coming up to us and wanting to know what was going on. Over.
Yeah, Roger, that's funny. Howdy, dog. Well, yeah, I ain't planning on getting out today. Dip said she might have a salmon stew tonight. And I said, well, it just now started misting rain here, so, you know, I'm kind of like, they got this weather kind of messed up. I thought it was supposed to be raining all day today and part of tomorrow, and it just has started misting, so we'll see, I guess.
Heard somebody, I think it was yesterday, it might have been Tom, mentioned that they had cut back the forecast, that we probably wasn't going to get but about 0.2 inches of rain, and we could sure use it. The where I run over Lake Hartwell at Conross Creek on the way to work, it's no longer the lake. It's back down to the creek channel, and it hadn't been like that in quite a few years. Yeah, and I don't know if you've been over by the lake here in the last week or so. It's definitely down a lot farther again. Over.
Yeah, I have, and we need it. I mean, it kind of puts everybody into kind of lockdown sometimes when it rains, but. Keep them wanting to get out and all, but yeah, we need it. We sure do. I know what little plants I got, even though I got some bloom right now, and I can't even believe that. I'm like, this ain't even right, but yeah, we need the rain, that's for sure. In for a world weekend.
For CHY returning, I cut grass, I don't know, probably a month ago, and I've recently remulched some leaves and stuff like that. And I felt like I needed to get on the radio and apologize to people over in Pickens and Oconee County for the dust storm that I incurred. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I think it's over with now. I know they cut ours every 2 weeks, and it's been a little longer than that, so I guess it's done with for now, for us. But I'm glad that I don't have to do it. So I have enough time going around trying to pull up stuff for the bird seed, you know, that I put out. I got sunflowers growing up in the yard, so I'm like, Lord, and I got to go around and get rid of that. But, yeah, I'm glad I don't have to cut the grass or haul the trash off, folks.
That's nice. I got to do both of those, or one of us does anyway. Wendy's got the truck, so she usually takes care of the trash, and I guess since I've got the lawnmower, I usually take care of the yard. But yeah, it's, I probably got one more mulch session to go, because the maple tree in the back is still got basically all its leaves. It's not even fully turned, and it's weird because the neighbor has one in his front yard that is completely turned and lost most of his leaves, and the one in the back is barely even. Well, it is. It's getting a good start on turning now, but it's still got a lot of green in it too. Not sure what the difference is. There's probably not, but about 150 feet worth of distance between them. But I guess something about the one in our backyard is out in the middle of the sun, and his is kind of shaded from the other trees and stuff. So I guess that's the difference. But it's weird.
That mower you bought, what's the name brand of that thing?
Cub Cadet, zero turn. I needed something to get it done a little faster, and that's one of the smaller ones. It's like a 54 inch, but it definitely cut my time in half over.
They brought some in to the mall. A guy out of Williamston brought some in to the mall. They called Bad Boy. I don't know nothing about them, but different type, like one's like a 750 or something, one's like a 45 or something. I don't know anything about them. He's also got a place up there in Pickens. It's the old Ryobi plant up there. But he's from Williamston. But I was just wondering what. Bad Boy, I never heard of that, so I didn't know what name brand it was. So.
I've heard of Bad Boy. My neighbor behind me used to have one of them, and he had some problems with it, so he went out and he bought a high dollar John Deere, a big commercial thing that's got they call them twills. It's the back wheels don't have air in them. It's just spokes, and it's all rubber, but it's still just spokes, so you don't have to worry about keeping them aired up. And they're supposed to be real easy on the lawn and everything, but. Man, he spent a fortune on that thing. Of course, the Bad Boys aren't cheap either. But yeah, I didn't go that route. I figured I could get something at the local Home Depot that would suit my needs just fine without having to spend $10,000 plus $4 over.
Yeah, I get that. I know some of these up there. One of them's like 48. Then he got a tractor up there too. $19,000. And I'm like, what in the world? Somebody said, you look good on that. I said, no, I wouldn't. I won't look good on that at all, because that means I got to be doing some kind of work, and I don't want to do that. Over.
Pat, I'd actually looked into getting a compact tractor. My father offered me the old John Deere that we got at the farm, and I was telling my need here on this 2 acres, so I wouldn't mind having a little compact Kubota, or I'd consider a John Deere, but I'd probably take a Kubota over the John Deere with the way John Deere does about their repairs and stuff. I believe when you buy a piece of equipment, it's yours to do what you want to with it, and they don't go that route. Over.
N4OVQ. Well, this one here, when I say that 19, that, well, it's right at 20, but you can turn the seed around. It's got a little old backhoe on the backside, so whatever you would want to be doing with that. But a lot of people look at them, and this old guy, he sells one second tractor, but he sells a lot of those things right outside that mall up there, and I don't get that. I don't understand that, but people won't come up there and shop and go into stores, but they'll come up there and buy a high-dollar tractor or either a lawnmower. And I'm like, you know, what's up with this? Right now, we got a, which my kin people, they having a carnival up there in the overflow parking lot of the mall. They have one, been less than a year ago, did real good with it, but my cousins put this thing on. They used to be at the Anderson County Fair here, but people come in and buy a lawnmower over coming in just shopping over.
I guess they have a specific need, and I kind of say that may speak to his prices and our service for people to come into the mall and get a buy a high dollar tractor. But yeah, that's kind of like what I'm looking forward to. I'd like to have a backhoe and a front end loader and a mower deck, or at least a finishing mower to attach behind it, and probably eventually you know, groundbreaking equipment to do a garden with. Hope to get that. Come retirement age, we'll see how that goes, though. Over.
Yeah, I hear you, brother, and that won't be long. The old time passing by so quick is, whew, I'm sitting here thinking about that this morning. It just, man, it's flying by. I think about all this other crap that's going on. It ain't nothing but a mess, though.
Roger that. Well, I got beefage going on in the kitchen, so I gotta finish up lunch in there. So good to hear you over here again, and we'll I guess catch you a little later. N4OVQ, KN4CHY, I'll be clear after yours.
I'm going to have this and all. I got that D-Star on, too, but kind of hard to listen to both of them at one time. But I'll have this one on. I need to run this thing for a little while. This, matter of fact, this new battery that I ordered for this thing, so it's been a good little old radio. But I'll have it on, and maybe hear you or holler at you later. KN4CHY, N4OVQ, I'll be clear and listen.
Good afternoon, and I'll probably give you a shout later on this afternoon. Anyway, KN4CHY, I will be clear and tending the vittles.